Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Vav Amir Aleph Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalem of Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe'abe ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Baal Ta'achar, which is tucked away in the first perek of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the sugya of Baal Ta'achar comes up very prominently in two places in Shas. The first perek of Masechtas Nedarim, which is where it's learnt in Yeshiva, and in the first perek of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Now, why are we talking about Baal Ta'achar? Because the Mishnah said, Arba Rosh Hashanim heim be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'melachim u'l'regalim. And the Gemara said, what does it mean, be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'regalim? Number one, it's not be'echad b'nisan, but rather it's Pesach. Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. It's the first of the three Yomim Toivim that, according to Reb Shimon, if one would be ma'acher from fulfilling his carbon obligations, he would violate the halacha of Baal Ta'achar. So the Gemara is going to continue very much discussing the laws of Baal Ta'achar. Today's daf again is a continuation of the previous two dafin. So it's kedai to very, very quickly recap where we are, so that we can segue very smoothly into today's daf. The Gemara on daf Dalet Amud Aleph, which went into daf Dalet Amud Beis, brought a long braisa that discussed the laws of Baal Ta'achar. And there were two things that emerged from the braisa. Number one, five shitas as to what exactly the definition of Baal Ta'achar is. The Shitas HaChachamim, which is the halacha, is that if somebody has an obligation to bring a carbon and he waits the Shalish Regalim in any order, the halacha is he violates Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that the Shir Baal Ta'achar is Shalish Regalim. However, it has to be in order. It has to be in the order that the Torah mentions it at the end of Parashas Re'eh. B'chaga Matzos, u'b'chaga Shvois, u'b'chaga Sukkos. Rabbi Meir's Shita is that if a person has an obligation to bring a carbon and he doesn't bring it during the first yontif that comes his way, he already violated the loisa say in the Torah of Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said it's two yomim toivim, any two. The third shita was Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. He said it's all about Sukkos. So if Sukkos came and you didn't fulfill your obligation, you violated Baal Ta'achar. If you didn't wait a Sukkos, then you did not violate the Baal Ta'achar. One thing that emerged from the Gemara was that the major machloikis tanaim is all with regards to the loisa say in the Torah of Baal Ta'achar. The loisa say in the Torah of Loisa Acher L'shalmai. But at the same time, everybody agrees that if a person has an obligation to bring a carbon and Yontif comes and he doesn't bring that carbon, he would be over an Aseh. The Aseh is a pasuk mentioned in Parashas Re'eh. It says Uvasa Shama V'Havesem Shama, which Chazal understood to mean that when a Yid goes to Yerushalayim, Uvasa Shama, you arrived, the Havesim Shama. Now you have an obligation to bring your carbon. Each one of the Shalish Regalim, the Yidin used to go to Eretz Yisrael. They had a mitzvah to be Eilu Regal. As a result, once you're an Uvasa Shama, now you have the obligation, the Havesim Shama. So if a Yid was said, Harei Olai Eilu, and it's Yontif, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't bring the carbon oil, he was over an Aseh in the Torah, Uvas Hashem Vaves and Shama. As it relates to the Lois Aseh, which is more chomer than the Aseh, of Lois Achel Hashem, that's already Machloikis, and that's when we have the five Shittas. But that's the first thing that came from the Braisa that the Gemara brought. The second thing was, the Gemara said that even though if you look in the part in the Torah, when the Torah mentions the Lois Aseh of Lois Acher L'Shalmai, the Torah says, Ki Sidar Neder L'Hashem Eloikecha Lois Acher L'Shalmai. It sounds like the law of Lois Acher is talking specifically to a person that made a neder. Someone said, Hare Olai, he makes a neder, I'm going to bring an oila. Hare Olai, to bring a shlamim, or any carbon, any obligation that one can obligate himself through a neder. But it sounds like if a person has a chiv to bring a carbon, for example, that is not because of a neder, someone's chayiv chatas because of an avera that he did. Someone's chayiv asham because of an avera that he did. And then he's ma'acher, doesn't sound like from the Torah, that he would be over Baal Ta'achar. Additionally, kodshe bedekabayis, erichin, charamos, all these different forms of hekdesh, doesn't sound like from the Torah necessarily that he'd be over Baal Ta'achar. And certainly something that's not hektish for sure it wouldn't seem like is included in Baal Ta'achar. Stating that, the Gemara brings a braisa that says, Chayvei Hadamim, V'ha'erichin, Hacharamim, Ha'ekdeshois, Chatois, Ashamois, Oiloi, Shlomim, Tztokis, Maisris, Bechor, Maisner, Pesach, Leket, Shikcha, Opeya. All of the above, Kivan, Sha'avru, Aleim, Shloisha, Regalim, Oiver, Baal Ta'achar, they're all included in Baal Ta'achar. How do you know that? And the Gemara brought Psukim and Rashes to teach me all of the above. So again, we have the major Machloikis Tanon as it relates to the Shir, the definition of what it means when it says in the Torah, Lois Na'achar L'Shalmoy. Additionally, we had in the Braisa all the different drushas that teach us that not only does the law of Baal Ta'achar relate to a regular carbon that a person obligated himself via neder, however, all these different forms of obligations that a person might have would all be included in the law of Lois Na'achar L'Shalmoy. Now, what was the pasuk that the Gemara was using for to darshan all the halachas of this braisa? It's the one pasuk that mentions the law of Baal Ta'achar. Ki sidar neder l'Hashem alekecha, loy sa'acher l'shalmei. Ki darish yidreshenu Hashem alekecha mi'imach, v'hoye b'chachet. And it's from that entire pasuk that we know all of the above. Today's daf is going to begin with a braisa that's going to discuss another pasuk. That pasuk is in the same exact parsha as the previous pasuk, the one that says loisa'acher l'shalmei. In fact, it's two psukim later, and the pasuk is quote moitza sifasecha tishmar ve'asisa kashena darta l'Hashem alekecha nedava asher dibarta b'ficha. Now, the big picture, what the pasuk is saying is moitza sifasecha tishmar. If you obligate yourself to do something, if you say you're going to do something, you're supposed to do it. Ve'asisa kashena darta l'Hashem alekecha nedava asher dibarta b'ficha. But the Gemara now is going to bring a drasha that is going to darshan this pasuk again related to Baal Ta'achar. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbana, Moitzes Vasech, when it says in the Torah, Moitzes Vasech, is a mitzvah saseh. That's a mitzvah saseh that teaches us that if a person makes a neder to bring a carbon, he has a mitzvah saseh to fulfill that neder. Tishmar, when it says Tishmar, zu mitzvah sloish saseh. That's a loish saseh. What does that mean? Rashi, shaloi ta'acher. It's a mitzvah sloish saseh that teaches that if a person makes a neder that he's going to bring a carbon, loish sa'acher lo shalme. When it says in the pasuk ve'asisa, what does that mean? Azara lebezdin. That pasuk is actually talking to bezdin, she'ye'asucha. That if bezdin's aware that you made a neder and you didn't fulfill it yet, so old school, they're supposed to come and they're supposed to force you to do it. Kashena darta, what does that mean, Zanadar? Meaning, the asay, the lois asay, bezdin forcing you, it relates to nadarim. Lashem alekecha, elu chatois v'ashamois, oilois u'shlamit. The words Lashem alekecha, Rashi says, are a kroyeser, it's just extra words, and the Torah use those words to teach that the asay and the lois asay and bezdin forcing doesn't only relate to another, but it relates to a chatos and an osham, which has nothing to do with another, an oil and a shlamim, which can be a neder, but sometimes it's not a neder, they're all included. Then the pasuk says, nedava kemashmoy, that if someone made a nedava, we'll see more about that soon, it's also included in these halachas. Ashedi barta, elu kachet bedek abayis, that's coming to include kachet bedek abayis. And finally, when it says in the Torah, the last word in the pasuk is beficha zut tzedaka, that the love of Baal Ta'achar and the asay of Moitzes Vasecha and this concept that Bezin can force a person to fulfill his obligation, it's not only true for Karbona, it's not only true for Kachet Bedek Abayis, but this is something that's going to be true for Tztaka as well. Essentially, the Gemara just brought a brisa, a much shorter brisa than the previous brisa, but again, that teaches us the law of Baal Ta'achar from a new pasuk. Tishmar, zu mitzvahs loisaseh, that's the makart of Baal Ta'achar. Additionally, it has makaris for a lot of the things that were mentioned in the braisa on Dav Dalet, but it's different makaris. Zok the Gemara, amamar, moitzvahs vasecha, zu mitzvahs aseh. The Gemara darshan, that when it says in the Torah, moitzvahs vasecha, this is a mitzvahs aseh, that a person has an obligation to fulfill his nadar. Fate the Gemara, lamali, why do I need moitzvahs vasecha to teach me a mitzvahs aseh, mi uvasa shama, v'havesim shama nafka? I know it from Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama. The Gemara brought it on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We've mentioned it a few times that everybody agrees that from those words, Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama, even one yontif, a person that has a neder to bring a carbon and he doesn't bring it, he violates an assay. So says the Gemara, why do I need Moitzes Vasecha to teach me that there's an assay? Why can't I learn it from Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama? Another kasha says the Gemara, Tishmar, Tishmar is a mitzvah. I need Tishmar to teach me the love of Bal Tachar? Lomoli, Leisachel Hashamay Nafk. It says clearly in the Torah, Leisachel Hashamay. Tupsuk Amruli. Why would I need another pasuk? Vasisa. And then the Gemara Darshan, that when it says Vasisa, Azor LeBezin Shiasucha. This is coming to teach that Bezin has an obligation to force a person to fulfill his obligations. Lomoli, what do I need that for? Miyak Mevoisay Nafka. I know that if a person has an obligation to bring a carbon, Bezin forces the person to bring a carbon. I know it says the Gemara from the words Yakriv Oisai. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Yakriv Oisai, and this word Yakriv Oisai is right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. It's Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel. It's talking about a person that has a chiyuv to bring a carbon oila, because he took upon himself an oath, a neder that he's going to bring a carbon oila. And the Torah says, Yakriv Oisai, Lirtsoin Noyel Lefnei Hashem. And Chazal Darshan, the word Yakriv Oisai, Melamed Shekhoifen Oisai, that we force a person. Yachab Akarcha, you would think, you literally force a meaning. Even if at the end of the day the person says, I do not want to bring my carbon oil, so we'll force him to bring a Talmud Loimar Lertzoinoi. No, he has to want. Okay, so which one is it? Do we force him? Or does it have to be Lertzoinoi? And the Gemara utters the epic words, Koifen Oisai Achayimir Oitzani. We force him until he wants. And that's what it means, Yakriv Oisai Bal Karchai, and Lertzoinoi. But what do you see from here? You see there's an idea, Bal Karchai, Yakriv Oisai, that if a person makes a ned, that he's going to bring a carbon, and he's not bringing it, Melamed Shekoifen Oisai. True, actually, Emir Oitzani, but the concept of forcing a person to bring a carbon is something that we know from somewhere else. Again, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Moitzas Fasecha Tishmar Vasis. Moitzas Fasecha, an assay. You made a neder, you have an assay, now you have to fulfill your neder. Tishmar is a lois assay. Lois Acha Lishalmoy. Vasisa, Bezdin has an obligation to force you. We know that if you make a neder, there's a chiyuv asei to fulfill that neder, uvasa shama vadeisim shama. We don't need tishmar to teach me bal ta'acha. The Torah said, lo yisa'acha l'shalmai. And why do I need vasisa, a remez, to teach me that Bezdin can force a person to bring a carbon? Yakriv oisai bal karchai. It's a mikra mole in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. That's the Gemara's kasha. So says the Gemara, you know what you see from here? There's two parshiyos of Bal Ta'acha. It has to be. Because we have the pasuk where it says clearly, lo yisa'acha l'shalmai, and then we have Tishmar, which is a remez to the idea of Lo Yisna'acha L'Shalmai. So why would I need two parashiyos? So the Gemara says, Chad Amav Le'afrish, V'chad Da'afrish V'le'yakrif. One pasuk is coming to tell me that if a person said, I am going to obligate myself to bring an oil, meaning at some point I'm going to bring a carbon oil, but it wasn't mafrish an animal yet for his carbon oil. If the person is ma'acher shalosh regalim, he violates bal ta'acher l'shalmai. The other case is talking about for a person that was mafresh already. He took a carbon oila, he set it aside. This is going to be my carbon. But v'lo yakrif, he wasn't makrivit. I need a parsha of lo yisa'acher l'shalmai to tell me that that's also bal ta'acher. And the Gemara says, v'tzricha, I'll explain to you why you need bal ta'acher. Yes, I'm avalei afresh, because had we only known bal ta'acher where the person said he's going to bring it. But he wasn't mafresh yet. I would think b'shem t'loi kamil dibure. The reason he's over bal ta'acher l'shalmai is because he didn't even do what he said he was going to do. At the very least, you should be mafresh it. Avol afresh v'lo yakriv. But once you mafresh it, even though you were a makrivit, ema, you would think kol heicha de isay begazad de rachmana isay. Maybe once you're mafresh the carbon, so at that point the carbon belongs to hekdesh. This is based on the idea. We'll see more about this in the raid. Amira l'gvaya is kemesira l'hedyatami. So once a person says that I want this to be hekdesh, on some level it becomes hekdesh. So you would think there's no bal ta'acher anymore. Why? I did what I was supposed to do. I said I was going to make it Ekdish. Therefore, I need that there's a Bal Ta'achar for someone that was on Mavalei Afish. Yes, we Afish Valei Akriv. And had we known a person that was Mafresh already just wasn't Makriv, I would think to come Mashi Legabe. Maybe the reason that's a problem is because you have Hektish now in your possession and you're not bringing it. Maybe that's what Bal Ta'achar is. Aval Om Mavalei Afish. But maybe if you only said you're going to do it and you weren't Mafresh and Emet Dibur like Kluba, maybe all it is Dvarim Ba'alma. So maybe there's no Bal Ta'achar. Therefore, I need two parishes of Bal Ta'achar. I need to know that it's about the Achar. If you were Omar, you said you're going to bring the oil, but you weren't Mafrisha yet. Bal ta'achar, because you didn't even give the thing to Hekdesh that you said you were going to give to Hekdesh. And I need a parasha bal ta'achar for the person that was Mafrish already, he just wasn't Makrivit. Bal ta'achar, in the sense that you have Hekdesh sitting in your Rishus and you weren't Makrivit yet, that's what bal ta'achar is. But regardless, there's two types of situations where there can be a Bal Ta'achar, and for the two types of situations, we have two sets of psukim, two braises, each one addressing this
different scenario as it relates to a Baal Ta'achar. Says the Gemara, Mi Matzis Amrit, Amar V'lo Yafresh. So again, we said one Brice is talking about where the person was Amar. He said, I'm going to bring a carbon, but he wasn't Mafresh yet. The other parish is talking about where the person was Mafresh already. He just wasn't Makrevit. So the Gemara says, how could you tell me that one of these two Brices, whichever one it is, but how could you tell me that one of these two Brices is talking about where the person was Amar? He was just loy afresh. We had nadav. Both prices mentioned nadav. We have nadav. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Eza u neder. What's a neder? Ha'imar re'olai. Ve'ezo hi nadavar. Ha'imar ha'rezu oila. So we find the word neder and nadav that are often interchanged. And the truth is that in some sugyas and shas, the difference between a neder and a nadav is when a person makes a nadav, it's considered to be done benidvas alev. If a person makes a neder, not as much. The tzaddikim used to pledge nedavos, the Rishonim used to make nedarim, but that's not for now. The more technical difference between a neder and a nedava is, a neder is where somebody makes a more global statement. He says, Hare olai oila, I'm going to bring a carbon oila. Fin vi, fin ven, he doesn't say, but I'm going to bring a carbon oila. A nedava is where a person says, Hare zu. He looks the animal in the eye and he says that this animal is going to be the animal that I'm going to bring. Ma bein neder and nedava. Says the Mishnah, what's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Neder, if somebody makes a neder, meis o inignav chai bachar yusai. If something happens to the animal, he's still going to be chai. If a person says, Hare olai oila, and then a week later he's mafresh an animal, and then something happens to that animal, so it's posh. Then he would have a chiyuv now to go find another animal. Why? Because his obligation when he said Hare Olai was not this animal. His obligation was Hare Olai Oila. Punked. He was mafresh this animal for his oila. Something happened to this animal, be mafresh another animal. Nadava, however, if somebody says Hare Zu, then Mesa Inignava Inachai Bachrus. Then if something happens to the animal, he's not going to be chayiv and achrayis. The reason is because Hare Zu means the obligation. The cheftza of the chiyuv is to bring this animal. Okay, if this animal's not here, so I'm not chayiv to do anything anymore. But what's the point? The point is that a nedava, by definition, is afresh. The minute you say harezu, you are mafresh something. So how could you say, in nedava, I could be an omar v'loy afresh and an afresh v'loy akrev? In neder, it's possible. I can make a neder where I wasn't mafresh yet, and I can make a neder where subsequently I was mafresh. But nedava is harezu, which by definition means you already made a hafrasha. So says the Gemara, which one of these two brises is talking about where it was amar v'loy afresh? Both brises mention nedava, and if that's the case, then by definition they're both talking about where you were an afresh. Amar rava, rava said mishkachasla. It's possible. Could be what the brisa means when it says nedava is going to amar reolai oila. Person really said hareolai oila, meaning it wasn't your classic nedava. Classic nedav is harezu oila. You said hare olai oila. However, you added words al menashe eni chayev achriyusa. But you stipulated that you don't want to be chayev and achrayas. And in that sense, halachically, we're going to treat it like a nedav. Meaning, the difference in halacha between a neder and a nedav is a neder, you're chayev and achrayas. A nedav, you're not chayev and achrayas. This person made a neder, but he said specifically, I don't want to be chayiv achrayis. Meaning, I'll be mafresh an animal, whenever I do, and that animal will be the animal. If something happens to the animal, I don't want to be chayiv. So it comes out, you have a nedava, that in halacha is viewed as a nedava, because you said, eini chayiv achrayusa, meaning the definition of nedava is not the harezu. The definition of the nedava is eini chayiv achrayusa. But at the same time, you have this situation where you could be an Omar v'loy afresh because the nature of the nedava was not harezu, but rather it was hare olai al menas she'eni chaya be'achriyusa. We're going back to the Braisa. So the Braisa said beficha. When it says in the Torah the word beficha, what does that mean? Zu tzedakah. That is a halacha of Baal Ta'achar as it relates to tzedakah. The truth is, we know that already from the previous braisa. The previous braisa that mentioned all the different things that are included in Baal Ta'achar also mentioned tzedakahs. But this braisa learns it from the word beficha. Amar Rava. Rava said, utzedakah mechayev al ola alter. That as it relates to the laws of Baal Ta'achar, the Baal Ta'achar of tzedakah is different than the Baal Ta'achar of karbonis. Baal Ta'achar of karbonis, we have five shittas. And all five of the shittas agree that it's related to yontif. But when it comes to tzedakah, if someone obligates himself to give tzedakah, mechayev alei ola alter, he has to give the tzedakah right away. Said, Rava, my timer, what's the reason for it? Dokai me'aniyim.
And the Svara, we're three dafen into the sugi Bal Ta'achar, is so poshet. It's because why is Bal Ta'achar the kachim associated with Yontif? It's because that's the time that the Yid used to be Oyler Ego. That's the Ubasa Shama Vavesim Shama. That's the time where practically it makes sense for you to be able to fulfill your obligation. Oh, but Stok has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, has nothing to do with Arabayis, has nothing to do with Shalish Regalim, has nothing to do with being Oyler Ego. What does it have to do with other Aniyim? So Rava said there's always Aniyim. And because it's Kaimi Aniyim, so it's for that reason, said Rava, Stok has nothing to do with Shalish Regalim, Stok Yichayv La'alta, says the Mar Peshitta. So posh it. Sounds like Rava saying a Chiddush. Mar says, but if you think about it, it's obvious. So what's the Chiddush of Rava? So the Chiddush is Malatim, I would have thought, give him Yonah the Kabbalah's Ksiva. Being that, where does it stay? Beficha's Utstok in the parish of Kachim. So I would have thought, after Avriyah Gimel Regalim Kirkabbalah's, so maybe Tzedakah's Bal Ta'achar. Because it's a sif katan in the general Bal Ta'achar, and the general Bal Ta'achar is talking about Karbonis, and Karbonis are Shalish Regalim, so you would have thought that maybe Tzedakah is also Shalish Regalim. Kamashlan, that's the Chiddush Hasim, with the Talin Rachman of Regalim. Over there, by Karbonis, it makes sense it should be Talin Regalim. Aval Hacha, over here, Loi, here has nothing to do with Regalim. Here it's all about Aniyim, and Ashchichi Aniyim, the Aniyim Ashchichi, and it's for that reason, when it comes to Tzedakah, Mechayev Alel Alta. So this is another example. We mentioned one yesterday, Rashi on the top of Daf Hayam Beis regarding the Karban Pesach. But this is another example where it's possible for a person to be over Bal Ta'achar Miyad. That Bal Ta'achar Lav Dafka has to be Shalish Regalim, even though we have all the Shitas as it relates to Bal Ta'achar, that's when you're dealing with Kachim. But as it relates to Tztaka, said Rava Utztaka Mechayev Alel Alta, my Taima, the Hakai Me'anim. Amar Rava. Rava said, Kivan Sha'avar Olav Regal Echad Over Ba'aseh. Even though we have this whole machloikis as it relates to what the shir of Bal Ta'achar is, five shittas, but regarding the asay, we've seen this already so many times, kivan sha'avar olav regal echad, one yontif, you're ready over the asay. And what's the asay? Uvasa shama vavesim shama, that's what we would have said yesterday. Now, after the first part of today's daf, we know there's another part to that answer, and that is, there's another asay, moitza svasecha. Zum mitzvah saseh. One's talking about where you were amav v'lo yafrish. One is you were afrish v'lo yakri. But at the end of the day, we actually have two sources, two makaris to this concept that there's an aseh in addition to the lois saseh v'lo yisachet l'shalmai. And Rav's chiddush is that the aseh has nothing to do with all the shiurim of Bal Ta'achar. Kivan she'avar olav reg alechot, one yontif over baseh. Freit gemar meisvei akasha from a mishnah in mesachtes idis. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Pais. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Pais, they both testify lavat shlomim sheyikariv shlomim, that if a shlomim gives birth to a baby, you should be makriv it as a shlomim. So a shlomim could be a zachar and could be an akeva. An oila has to be a zachar. A chatas has to be an akeva. Shlomim can be both. It can be a zachar and it could be an akeva. So in the event that a shlomim was an akeva, and then the shlomim gave birth to a baby. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Pius, they both said that we have a mesoira, Vlad shlomim, the baby of a shlomim, has kedusha shlomim. I'm Rabbi Pius. Rabbi Pius said his eidos. Ani meid, shahoyselanu parashal zivchei shlomim. In our family, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, we had a paro, and it was a shlomim. V'achalnu b'pesach, we ate it on Pesach. V'achalnu vlad a shlomim b'chag. And then on Sukkis, we ate the vlad. So you see clearly that the vlad shlomim had a din of a shlomim. So the Gemara asks a geshmak a kasha. Bishlomim b'pesach le'akavua. Interesting, Rabbi Papaya said that his family, they had a paro, it was a shlomim, gave birth to a baby, and the baby was also treated like a shlomim. They ate the mother on Pesach, and they ate the baby on Sukkis. Not Shavuos, Sukkis. Right? It's clear where the Gemara is going with this. Says the Gemara, they waited until Sukkis. Why didn't they eat it earlier? So the Gemara says, Bishlem Pesach le'akrevua. Pesach, I understand. Maybe why not Emer the Mechusas Manavu? Maybe it wasn't 8 days old yet. You're not allowed to eat Kachim. You're not allowed to Shech Kachim until it's 8 days old. Elav Lada, Batzeres, Hechi Mashila. But Shavuos, at that point, it's not 8 days old. If they Shechted the mother on Pesach, that means the baby is not 8 days old when it comes Shavuos. So if that's the case, how did they not eat it on Shavuos? How did they wait until Sukkis? And what's the kasha? For they were over in Aseh. Look where this shlomim now is like all the karbonis that were mentioned in the Brais on Daf Dalet. It's included in the laws of Bal Ta'achar. Now Bal Ta'achar Shalish Regalim Beseder. But Rava said that there's an Aseh. Uvasa Shama Vavesem Shama Moitzes Vasecha. You for sure have an Aseh. So if you have an Aseh and the Aseh is only one Yontif, so how did they not do it? They were over the Aseh. Amrav Zidnish Meid Rava Kingoin Shahaya Chayla. That's it. It's talking about, Rashi says, who was the Chayla the Vlad? It's talking about the baby animal was a Chayla. A Chayla, you can't be makrev as a carbon.
It's possible to be brought as a garment. And because the chaylah can't be brought as a garment, they couldn't bring it on Shavuos. They couldn't bring it on Shavuos. And Memeilo, there was no Baal Ta'acha. That's where they brought it on. So Rav Ashi says, Maiva ochalnu vlado shlomim b'chad diktoni chag ha-Shavuos. When it says that we ate, Rav Papaya said we ate it on chag, it doesn't mean that the chag that they ate it on was chag ha Sukkos, but rather it was Chag HaShavuos Ve'idach. Why did the Maksha think that it meant so? Because all it says is Chag. And you know Chag is, every Yontif is Chag. Maybe it's Shavuos. Kol Heichad Tani Pesach Tani Atzeres. Because in the Lashon of Chazal, Chag is referring to Sukkos. Even though it's true, Chagim, Mayadim, it means Yontif. But in Chazal Sprach, it usually means Sukkos. And usually when you find the word Pesach, then you wouldn't refer to Shavuos as Chag, rather you refer to it as an Atzeres. That's why he thought that Mestama, they ate it first on Sukkis, and that was the kasha. What happened to Atzeres? Amar Rav, another statement that Rav said. If you look at the Maseres Hashash, changes the Girsa to Ve'amar Rav. Why would you change it to Ve'amar Rav? Mechateisi. Because this is the third memory we're saying from Rav. Rav said that the Baal Ta'achar of Tzedakah, Yimachayev La'alt, it's not Shalish Regalim, Da'akayim Yanim. Rava said that even though you have a major machloikis as it relates to Baal Ta'achar, five different shittas, but at the same time, the assay, everybody agrees, one yantav yoyv the assay, so this is not an Amar Rava, this is a Ve'amar Rava. This is the third memory that Rava is going to say. Said Rava, Kivich Avral of Gimel Regalim, once a person's over the law of Baal Ta'achar, Gimel Regalim pass, Bechol Yoyim V'yoyim over Baal Ta'achar. He's over Baal Ta'achar every single day. So every single day that passes after Shalish Regalim, it's another lois assay. So the Gemara says, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa. A Toysefta Mesechtes Erechin, a Toysefta Mesechtes Becharis. What's stated in that Toysefta? A Bechar and all Kachim. Once a year passes, even if Shalish Regalim didn't pass, or if Shalish Regalim passed, even though a year didn't pass, the Gemara is going to explain what this all means soon, you're ready over Baal Ta'achar. This is a Kashan Rava. What did Rava say? That once Shalish Regalim passed, every single day that you don't bring the carbon, you have to bring your over a Lois Haseh, I have a Kasha from this Braisa. So the Gemara said, behind my Tufte. What does it have to do with what Rava said? Rava's talking about what happens if a person's over Baal Ta'achar. Every single day, another lav. What did the Braisa say? There's two ways to be over Baal Ta'achar. Shalish Regalim, even if a year didn't pass, or if a year passes, even if it's not Shalish Regalim. L'chur, one has nothing to do with the other. I'm Rav Kahanes. Rav Kahanes said, no, let me explain. He said, Manda Kamoisev, Shapra Kamoisev. The oilam was rolling their eyes. He said, no. Afraid that go to Kash. Why? Because Mechti, Tani, Alavi Kamahadir. What's the purpose of this Tana? Right? The Tana seems like he's coming to show how often and how serious Baal Ta'achar could be. There's so many ways to be over Baal Ta'achar. Shana b'loi regalim b'loi shana. So Rav Kahane said, the Maksha held that if you're coming to bring out all the possibilities of Baal Ta'achar, then listen, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim over Baal Ta'achar. Then this would have been a nice knetch. You could have said, shana b'loi regalim b'loi shana, and to add insult to injury, once you're over Baal Ta'achar, every single day it's another lot. Says the Gemara, I hear. At the end of the day, it's not such a kasha. Maybe the Tana is just coming to shtalavek, how you're over the lav. But in terms of the fact that once you're over the lav, that every single day you're going to be over the lav, I don't know if that's the agenda of the Tana. And therefore, it's not necessarily a kasha on what Rava said. Just to pause and to come up for breath for 1 second, I saw in the Sefer Tal Torah from Rav Meir Arik, and I found the Ha'ar in the Gulyoni Ashas from Rav Yosef Engel as well. They both ask the same Ha'ar. Shalish Regalim pass. A person didn't fulfill his neder. What did Rava say? Bechol yoyim v'yoyim over b'Baal Ta'achar. Every single day that passes, you're over b'Baal Ta'achar. So both Ga'onim had the same Ha'ar. Why every day? I would think, bechol rega v'rega. Every second. Every minute. Why every day? It sounds like the lav is mesuyim to the day. Why should it be mesuyim to the day? This was the Ha'ar, and they both talk about this. But I'll tell you one sushta, the Rameir Arik says, he says that Shamati, I heard in the name of Rabbi Loza Fleckless, the Baal Tshuva Meyahava, and this that he brings, that he heard B'Shem, Rabbi Loza Fleckless is Mefurish and Shailas Tshuva's Tshuva Meyahava, it's Chelek Aleph Simen Peye, that Rabbi Loza Fleckless wanted to say a Chiddush. He said that if you have a situation where there's a Mayel that has two brisim to do, one is a Mila Bizmanoi, and the other one's a Mila Shaloi Bizmanoi. It's the same Mayel. Who should he do first? Should he do first the Mila Bezmanoi, or should he do first the Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi? So you would think you should do the Mila Bezmanoi first, because the Mila Bezmanoi is Mechoshev. So Mestami, you should do the Mila Bezmanoi. But Rabbi Lobos of Flekla said a Chiddush, you should do the Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi first. What was his cheshbon? He said, because once the eighth day passes, you have an obligation to do the bris milah as soon as possible. And he said, kol rega verega that passes, that you don't do the bris milah, you're being over the mitzvah milah. Milah bismanoi, the mitzvah is get it done on the eighth day. The only reason you try doing it first thing in the morning is because Vayashkim Avram Baboiker Melamich is reason makdim la mitzvahs. But that's poshit that a person is not over anything if you do it in the afternoon versus doing it in the morning. The only thing you mevatel is the mitzvah of Zrizus, reason makdim la mitzvahs. And that's why sometimes they're cheshbonis and you do the brismila later in the day. Because all it is a shiore mitzvah. It's a mitzvah min amufchar. It's his reason makdim la mitzvahs. So Rabbi Lazar Flakla said that mila shaloi bismanoi. So there you're handling that. It's already past the eighth day. So now, kol rega verega that passes without you fulfilling the mitzvah, you're going to be over. Baal ta'ar, you're going to be over the mitzvah of Mila. But as it relates to Mila Bezmanu, yeah, as long as you do it on the eighth day, you're not over anything. What's the cheshbon? It's reason makdim la mitzvahs. So you said, this is a question of violating an asay potentially. This is a question of reason makdim la mitzvahs. So you said, if there's two brisin, right, it's a good trivia question. One's a Mila Bezmanu, one's a Mila Shaloi Bezmanu. What's the punchline? You do the Milah Shaloi Bezmanoi first. So Meir Arik says, Azoi b'kehed for Rabbi Lazar Flakless. But he said, L'churi, this Gemara is epis mashma nishtazoi. Because in this Gemara, it's mashma that as it relates to Baal Ta'achar, the Gemara says you wouldn't be over Baal Ta'achar b'chol rega v'rega. The Gemara said b'chol yoyma v'yoyma. And if by Baal Ta'achar it's b'chol yoyma v'yoyma, he said it's mistaber that by Milah it should also be b'chol yoyma v'yoyma. Why? So for that already, I and Shaman the Tal Torah, but I just thought this was a very, very interesting point that's really negeya Baal Ta'achar, it's negeya Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi. Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about it in the context of Tashbisu, right? You have a mitzvah of Ach Beyoim HaRishon Tashbisu Sar Mibateichem on Erev Pesach. What happens if Pesach comes and you didn't get rid of your chametz? So you have to get rid of it. Every second you don't get rid of your chametz, L'chayra, Yimavatel HaMitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's what I would have told you before I learned this Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Davav Amid Beis. He said, now I'm not sure. I don't know if it's every second. Maybe it's every day. Maybe every day there's a Tashbisu. And if the day passes and I wasn't Mashbis the chametz, so for that there's going to be a Tashbisu. Zok Gemara Vayta Gufas. Again, we just mentioned very much Bederech Agav. Tosefta that said echad bechar the echad kol hakachim kivan she'avru aleihem shana b'lei regalim regalim b'lei shana over b'al tachas. So if a year passes but three regalim didn't pass, if three regalim pass but a year didn't pass, so the halacha is that you're over b'al ta'achar gufa echad bechar the echad kol hakachim kivan she'avru aleihem shana b'lei regalim regalim b'lei shana over b'al tachas. The Gemara says bishlam regalim b'lei shana mishkachasla. It's easy to come up with a case how a person can make a neder that he's going to bring a carbon. Three Yomim Tovim passed, but a year didn't pass. That's very easy. The three Yomim Tovim happened in a six-month period. So the whole Shalish Regalim is a half a year. So a half a year passed, which is the Shalish Regalim, but a whole year didn't pass. That's easy. How is it possible that a year passed from when you made your neder, but Shalish Regalim didn't pass? So the Gemara says like this. Kesidron, Bishlam, according to the mandama that holds that Sholish Regalim has to be Kesidron. Who's that mandama? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the whole sugi is coming together. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Be'echot ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. It's Yen Tana that holds Kesidron. It's not just a Favorf in a Tana. It's Reshbi, number one. And number two, it's the Tana of our Mishnah. It's the first line of the Masechta. So Bishlam, according to the mandama that says Kesidron Mishkachasa. I get it. Oh, so three Regalim obviously will have to pass if a year passes. But lav dafka, the three regalim, kesidron. El lemanda lesle kesidron. But according to Manda Maholz, that doesn't have to be kesidron. Hekim shkach. How's it possible? How's it possible that a year passed, but shalosh regalim didn't pass? Look at Bish, lemele Rebbe. Bish, lemele according to Rebbe, mishkach, lahavik hechetim sabashanam uberes. It would be negeya and ibiyar. So who's Rebbe? And why are we talking about an Ibriya, the Tanya? Because we learned in a Brisa. Now the context of this Brisa is talking about somebody that sold a house in a city that has a wall dating back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So there's a special Shulchan Aruch, Psukim in the Torah, of how the laws of that sale go into effect. What we need is the first year after the sale, if the Moichin wants to back out, he has remorse, he has a right to do so. He has a Shana Tamima, it says in the Torah. V'im lo yigoyel ad malois lo Shana Tamima v'kam abayis. But for 1 year, if he wants, he can back out. Now, there was Machloikis Tanam, what Shana Tamima is. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi said, Moina Sholish Meyos V'shishim V'chamisha Yom Kimidya Mois Hacham. The Shana Tamima is a solar year. It's interesting. Jews usually count based on the moon, not based on the sun. Gemara and Sukkot Aflamet. But at the same time, the Shana Tamim over here is, Rebbe said, Sholesh Meyos V'shishim V'chamisha Yom. It's 365 days. No, it's 12 months. Then Nisabra Shana, by the way, and if there's a Nibra Nisabra Loi, then he even has a 13th month. So the Gemara says, we have a Machlokes regarding the laws about the Yoreh Chaimah, what the definition of a year is. Rebbe said the year is 365 days. The Chachamim said, no, it's the full Jewish calendar. It's the cycle. It's 12 months, and if there's a 13th month, it's a 13th month. So the Gemara says, B'shkach, so the Rebbe, according to the Rebbe, you can make it work. The Akne Shabbos HaChagamat says, a person, right after Pesach, he made something hektish. The Chimata Shili Adar Basra, assuming it was a Shana Muberes, right? Two Akimtas, Rebbe and Shana Muberes. So if it was a Shana Muberes, by the time Adar Sheni rolls around, Shana Malya, it's already a full year, because Rebbe's year is 365 days, and here's the assumption. If Rebbe holds a year is 365 days regarding Batei Arei Chaima, we'll assume that Rebbe also holds a year is 365 days with regards to Baal Ta'achar. So therefore, you have the Shana regarding Le'malala, but you don't have the El Rabbani Kashach, but according to Rabbani, it's never possible. So the Gemara says, possible according to Rabbani as well. Kedoni Rav Shmaya. Rav Shmaya said something, and that's going to make this all make sense. Atzeres Shvuas Pa'amim Hey, sometimes falls out on the 5th day of Sivan. Pa'amim Shisha, sometimes on the 6th day of Sivza. And Pa'amim Shiva, and sometimes, like it always does, now, on the 7th day of Sivan. So Shavuos can be either Hey Sivan, it could be Vav Sivan, or it could be Zion Sivan. What does that mean? Hoketzad. So the short answer is, because Shavuos is 50 days from Pesach. Pesach is Tezvav Nisan, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, the 50th day, that's when Shavuos is. So said Rav Shmaya, Shneim Malayim, if Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Iyar are both Malayim, they're both 30 days, so then by the time you count the 50th day from Tezvav Nisan, it's going to be Chamisha. It's going to end up being on the 5th day. Why? Because if Nisan is Malay, so Pesach is on the 15th day of Nisan, there's 15 days left. 30 minus 15, that's easy math, that's 15. Plus you have the 30 days of Iyar, that's 45. 5 days later, it's going to be Hey Sivan. So it's going to come out that Shavuos is going to fall out on Hey Sivan. If Shneim Chesarim, if Nisan and Iyar were both 29 days, so then 50 days are going to be 2 days later, it's going to be Shiva, it's going to be on the 7th day of Sivan, and Echad Moly, Echad Chasef, one is Moly, the other one's Chasef, Shisha, it's going to be, end up being 6 days. Bottom line is, according to Rav Shmaya, it's possible. Now the Gemara didn't really explain how it's possible, so for that we need Rashi, and Rashi says the case is where a person made a neder the day after Shavuos, when Shavuos fell out on the 5th day of Sivan. Meaning he made a neder on the 6th day of Sivan. But that year, Shavuos was Hey Sivan. It was Shneim Malayim. Thus, he made his neder of Sivan, which was Isru Chag Shavuos. And then he counted a full year. He waited a full year. He didn't bring his carbon that he was supposed to bring. The full year was what? Again, Vav Sivan. But that year, Shavuos wasn't Vav Sivan yet. That year, Shavuos was Zayin Sivan. It was Shneim Chaserin. So it comes out, it was a full year. On the calendar, it was a full cycle. Vav Sivan to Vav Sivan. But you didn't have Shalosh Regalim. Because Vav Sivan, the first year, was the day after Shavuos. And Vav Sivan, the next year, was the day before Shavuos. So it wasn't Shalosh Regalim. So the Gemara says, you want to know how it's Mishkachasla? How it's Mishkachasla? Gevaldik says, the Gemara, man, Tana, the Polig, Leder, Rav Shmai. Who's the Tana that argues Rav Shmai? Acherim here. It's Acherim, also known as Rav Meir. The Tanya we're learning to the Bryce, Acherim, Acherim said, Ein bein Atzeres la Atzeres, Ein bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah, Ela Dalad Yom Levat. If you want to know what day of the week Shavuos is going to fall out, you want to know what day of the week Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out. So if you know when it fell out last year, so it's always going to be 4 days later. And the reason is because a year is 354 days. It's always that way. And the reason it's always that way is because Acherim is of the opinion that the way the Kiddush HaChodesh worked was it was always Echad Maleh v'Echad Chaser. So if there are 12 months in the year, 6 of them were Maleim and 6 of them were Chaserim.
which by definition then means, so what's a year? It's 30 times 6 and 29 times 6, which if you do the math, is always going to be a perfect 354. Because it's a perfect 354 days, so that means that if you want to know what day of the week it's going to be, you know a cheshbon of 4 days ahead of where it was the previous year. Because 350 divided by 7 is a perfect 50. So day 350 is going to end up being the same day as it was the beginning of the year. You have 4 more days, so just count 4 days ahead, and you can end up having your day. But the point is, just to finish the price, and if it was an Ibriya Chamisha, and that's because the Ibriya is always going to be Chaser, so Rashi says it's always going to be a 5th day. But the point is, Acherim doesn't hold a Rav Shmaya, because Rav Shmaya said that Shavuos could sometimes be on the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th, as if to say, every month is really open. Maybe it's going to be a Mali, maybe it's going to be a Chaser. You don't know, you're living month by month. The way Acherim understood it, you're not living month by month. But rather, the way Acherim understood it is that every single month is with a cheshbon, and therefore it's always going to be on the same day on the calendar. So Shavuos is always going to be on Zayin Sivan, and there's no Pamim Hey, Pamim Vav, Pamim Zayin. So according to him, this whole cheshbon that the Gemara said is not going to end up working. Exhale. So as it relates to today's daf, specifically the idea that the loisa say in the Torah of loisa acher l'shalmai is negeya not only kachim, but it's negeya the mitzvah of tzedakah as well. In fact, Rava said that not only is there a bal ta'achar on tzedakah, but the bal ta'achar of tzedakah is way more chomer than the bal ta'achar that you have by kachim. Bal ta'achar and kachim, we paskin like the chachamim, shalish regalim. Until 3 months pass, you're not over bal ta'achar. Now there's an assay, but even the assay is one yontif. Uvasa shama vavesim shama is one of the shalish regalim. Tzedakah is mechayiv alo la'alter. La'alter, a person takes upon himself to give tzedakah, la'alter, he's already over bal ta'achar. And the reason, said Rav, is it's svara. My time da kai me'aniyim. And because it's kai me'aniyim, so it's for that reason it makes a lot of sense that that's the way it should be. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. Simin Reish Ayin Aleph is Hilchas Shabbos. It's Dine Kiddush al Hayayin. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sifkat Aleph says, K'sheyavir l'beis, when a person comes home, Yimaher lechol miyad. You should start eating right away. So everybody knows that on Pesach night, when the Tata kimt ha'ayim fin shil, machta shnel kiddush. So you're supposed to make kiddush, put in your vice a kittel, and then you make shnel kiddush, right? But you're supposed to make kiddush right away. There's an inyan that the kids shouldn't fall asleep, kiddush yishalu atinoikis, based on Gemara's and Arve Pesachim, the Rabbi Akiva used to never tell the Talmidim to leave, except for Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach. So there's an idea that on Pesach by night, you maher lechol miyad. But this is really a halach in Hilchas Shabbos. Simin Reish Shayin Aleph. K'sheyavei lebeisa, you maher lechol miyad. What's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah says, k'dei sheyizker Shabbos be'ez tchilas k'nisasai. Because there's an idea to try to say Kiddush as Shabbos is coming. Meaning usher in the Shabbos with a declaration of Zachar Yisrael Shabbos L'Kachim by saying that today is Shabbos. And says the Mishnah Berurah, the kol kama, the makdaminam le tveyadif, the earlier you could do it is the best. Umikimet shakidesh, so says the Mishnah Berurah, so let's do a little bit of math. You're supposed to make Kiddush right away, because there's a maila to make Kiddush b'knisas ha-Shabbos. Once you make Kiddush, tzarech lechem miyad, now you have to eat already, because it has to be Kiddush b'makom suda. So that's how the Mechaber came up with this halacha. I mean, there's no din to eat right when you come home from shul. There's an inyan to make Kiddush as soon as possible, and then there's an inyan of Kiddush b'makom suda. So as soon as you make Kiddush, at that point, you have to start making the suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah stating that, then enoy tov lech, let's say you're not so hungry. You came on from shul, you're booked not so hungry. Yochel lehamtam lekadesh, you can wait at sheyirav, till you get hungry. Shekfar zocher sa Shabbos betfilose bebeis haknesses. Because b'di'eved, once you daven shmeina esrei in shul Friday night, you're ready with mekayim your mitzvah of zocher siyam Shabbos lekadesh. So we have rate bites on this. We've talked about this a lot, specifically in Arvei Pesachim. So once you daven in shul, you're ready mekayim the mitzvah of zocher siyam Shabbos lekadesh. Rambam, Ukadilla come on, Magan Avram, B'Shem Aramah. But the bottom line is therefore, if you're not hungry, wait a little bit. Mikamakim Nira says the Mishnah Berurah, here's the punchline. Let's say waiting, you're not hungry. So you waiting is going to cause Shalom Bayis. Or you have Misharsim, they're hungry. They worked hard preparing for Shabbos. Maybe you have guests. But for if you have a guest, that's an Araman. Over there, you're not supposed to wait. The kivan dehem mutolin olav, because being that you have an obligation to feed them, lo yuchal akvam, you can't hold back anything from them. Because you want to be mekayim mitzvah amufcha. So it's very nice. You want to be mekayim mitzvah su de Shabbos mitzvah amufcha. So you feel that if you wait an hour before you make kiddush and before you start your meal, you'll have more of an appetite, and then it's going to be easier for you. You're going to enjoy the meal more. It's a nice cheshbon, says the Chafetz Chaim. And b'di'evit, you can be soymich on it. You're supposed to make kiddush as you usher in the Shabbos. Technically, you did that when you were in shul. You were mekayim the mitzvah day rites of zochus yom Shabbos lekachshei. However, says the Mishmur, you have to be sensitive to everyone and everything going on around you. So if your wife is hungry, if the mesharsim, they worked all day, they're hungry, you have guests. Befrat, a guest that's an other man. So it's your responsibility to take care of them. So you have a cheshbon, a mitzvah, and a mufcher. That's not a good enough cheshbon for you to look away from the ani. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person wants to be mekayim as mitzvah suda Shabbos, mitzvah min amufcher, he could do that. And he could even be ma'acher the suda a little bit Friday night. But he has to be sensitive to what's around him. And says the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that if there's an araman, there's an oni sitting at your Shabbos table, then you have to be extra sensitive. But there's more to this story, and that is in a Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion is in Hilchos Sukkah. It's in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes. And the general context is a halacha that we spoke a lot about in Masechta Sukkah. And that is, we know that a mitzta'er is potem in a sukkah. So if it's raining, you're not mechuyev to sun in a sukkah. Stating that, the first night of Sukkahs, even if it's raining, it's not so poshet that you can just leave your sukkah and eat inside. And the reason is because it's a gzeirah shava, tezvav, that Chazal learned the laws of Sukkot from the laws of Pesach. And just like on Pesach, you have a chiv to eat a kezayis matzah, so too on Sukkot, you have a chiv to eat a kezayis inside the sukkah. So much so that it could be you don't have the halacha mitzta'er potem in a sukkah. And therefore the Ramah, the Noisa Kalim, and the Ramah, they all discuss what happens if it's raining the first night. Sukkot is different. Minhagim, some people wait a very long time, tol chatzais, etc., etc. So the Shaar HaTzion is in that context. It's Sif Katan Samech Zayin. In Hilchos Sukkah Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes, that's what he's talking about. So he says like this, that a person that has guests, and the guests are aniyim, u'mistama loy achlu kol hayoyim, and they probably didn't eat the whole day, v'heim te'evim lechel, they're very, very hungry, u'mitztarim, you're waiting for it to stop raining, and as a result, dem mitztarim, ein loy lahamten, you shouldn't wait. And he makes a whole cheshbin based on the sugis of Masechta Sukkah, why that's okay. And then here's the punchline for us. As it relates to aniyim, the kaimi, im ya'akvem milechol, if you're not going to feed them right away, isura namiyak, you're going to be over an isna. The heim ena mechuyavim lotzeis kol hadeyos, because then I'm mechuyav to be, it's raining, you can eat inside right now. You want to be chayish for all the days, so you're going to wait until it stops raining. The ani is not mechuyav to be worried about all those days. And you know what you have to worry about? V'ikach shashta bal ta'acher. Ayin Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalet. That's what Chafetz Chaim said. Bal ta'acher. This bal ta'acher that's stoko. And bal ta'acher that's stoko, you're over miyad. If it's kaimei aniyim, and here you have an aramad, he's sitting in your sukkah, he's in your house, he's starving, he's waiting to eat, and you're coming with a cheshbon, you want to be chayish for the second sheet in the Ramah. You don't have a right to do that. And that's the rest of the story, that the Mishnah Berurah didn't speak out so sharp in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, that you're not hungry, so you want to wait until you build up an appetite Friday night. You could do it, but make sure there's no Shalom Bayis problems. Make sure the Mesharsim are not hungry. Make sure the Archim are okay. And if there's an Eirach, that's an Araman, Bal Ta'ach. Then you have to worry about that. And it's Kaimi Aniyim, and now you're already getting involved in a Lois HaSei, and once you're getting involved in a Lois HaSei, so at that point, this is going to be already a little more serious. The point is just two places in Mishnah Berurah where the Chafetz Chaim talked about Halacha L'Maisa, where a person would never think in terms of Bal Ta'achar, but at the same time, it's shaykh for a person to be over Bal Ta'achar Ditztoka, and Bal Ta'achar Ditztoka, as we see, is something that a person can be over the altar, my Kaima, da Kaimi Aniyim. Truth is, this Gemara right here, the Gemara that says that there's an Issa Bal Ta'achar when it comes to Tzedakah, is really one of the most important Gemaras in Hilchos Tzedakah. So if you learn Hilchos Tzedakah, the Halachos, the Lamdas, this Gemara is a very, very important Gemara. We don't have time to really go into it, but just a Toya Mel, just one Mara Makam as it relates to just to have an appreciation of the Gemara that we ran through today. And that is a Gemara, Mesechtes Nedarim, Dav Zayin Amar Alf. This is going to feel like a long time ago.
The Gemara said, "Boy, Rapapa, yesh yadlet staka, or ein yadlet staka." So just to refresh our memory, what's a yad? A yad is a person that makes a neder. He's mekabel nazirus. He makes something hektish. The way to do it is you have to speak it out. The red in English. You have to say what you want to say. Say that this should be osir. You make a shvua, whatever it is. There's an idea that even if a person doesn't say explicitly that he wants to create a neder or a naziris or a cherem, vafil a naziris, right? Doesn't speak it out 100% explicitly. At the same time, if you say enough that we can now figure out based on the little bit that you said that you meant to complete this neder, even though you didn't say it, it's as if you made the net. It's what's known as a yad. And Rapapa had a shayla. Yesh yad letztaka, or ein yad letztaka. This was a shayla. Do you have a parasha of yadis when it comes to tztaka, or do you not have a parasha of yadis when it comes to tztaka? So the Gemara said, what's the two shayla? Meaning, why would you think, yeah, why would you think not? Says the Gemara, mi amrinan, do we say? Where do you find the parasha of yadis? You find it by nadarim. A carbon is a type of neder, right? Hektish, when a person makes something hektish, he's making a shtickel of neder. So maybe, kiven the iskish le karbonos, being that you find that staka is iskish le karbonos, tichsiv beficha zut tzedakah. So ma karbonos yesh lem yad, just like by karbonos is a yad, at staka yesh le yad. So tu staka is going to have a yad. Oidoma, maybe no. Le bal ta'achar ud de iskish. Maybe the hektish was only for bal ta'achar, but maybe not for anything else. In other words, the Gemara Nedarim Daf Zayinam and Aleph sees, in our Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav, that the Gemara seems to be drawing a link, a connection, a hekesh, quote-unquote, between staka and karbonos. Karbonos habal ta'achar, staka, including in that, is like a chicken peyer, but staka also has bal ta'achar. Says the Gemara, if we're going to compare staka to karbonos, so maybe we should take this and run with it. So that if karbonos have a concept of yadois, a person that says, harei alai oylam itayad, it's chal, the hilchus nedarim of a carbon, so maybe the same is going to be true for tzedakah, or maybe no. Maybe the whole hekish in the Gemara is le'inyan bal ta'achar, but as it relates to other things, not. In other words, how far, how excited are we supposed to get with this idea that we just discovered that bal ta'achar, which you would think is exclusively a kachin de galacha, relates to tzedakah as well? Does that mean that we have to rethink tzedakah? That tzedakah now, it has a kachin element to it? Even though it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, it has nothing to do with Karbonos, it has nothing to do with Me'ila, but at the same time, it's somehow related to Kachim. V'araya, there's Bal Ta'achar like Kachim. Or maybe no. Maybe it's a special Xeris HaKasal, Linyan Bal Ta'achar, but don't get so excited. You can't necessarily apply, you can't necessarily relate it to anything else. That's the Gemara Shaila in the Dorim Dav Zayin Amar Alef. The Gemara blips Teiku. Gemara says, Dorim doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say what the answer. Stating that, the Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, was Machriya the Gemara Zibaya. And the Rambam says, Yesh Yad Letztaka. Which means that the Rambam seemed to hold that when the Gemara compares Tztaka to Kachem Le'inyan Bal Ta'achar, it's Lav Dafka Le'inyan Bal Ta'achar. But given the Iskish Le'inyan Bal Ta'achar, so too it's going to be Iskish for other things as well. And the truth is that there's major discussions in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, in the Poiskim and Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Hagra, that talk about how far we're now supposed to apply this. Just one example. And that is a major shayla in the Poiskim, whether we say Amira Le'gvah, like we say by kachim. So by kachim and hektish is a special chiddush that in order to make something hektish, you have to make a kinyan. Ordinarily, if Reuven wants to give something to Shimon, so how does Reuven give something to Shimon? With a kinyan. Mshicha, Agbah, Agav, Chotzer, right? There's different ways of how you make a kinyan. But there's some physical act that takes place, and that's what consummates the transaction. Hektish is a chiddush. Amira l'gvaya, simply talking and saying that you want to do something is keh. Ki'ilu, it's kemesir lehedyet. It's the equivalent, it's tantamount to making a kinyan with hedyet. Meaning, amira works. So here's the question. What about by tztaka? Amira legvaya. Is that going to be considered kemesir lehedyet? Or is it not going to be kemesir lehedyet? So for example, let's say somebody says he's going to give X and XYZ amount of dollars to Oni Ploini. He says, Chaim Yankel Ploini, he wants to give him a certain amount of tzedakah. And then, an hour later, he changes his mind. You know, why am I giving it to him? Let me give it to somebody else instead. Could he do it or could he not do it? If you say, Amira l'tzedakah is k'mesir l'hedyet, Tommy, he can't do it. It's his. It's kimisir lehedid. You have no right to now go ahead and give it to somebody else. Another shaila. A yid pledged money for tzedakah, and then lo yaleinu he dies. Do his yarshim have a chiv to fulfill his pledges? If all it is a pledge, so why did the yarshim have a chiv to fulfill the pledge? The father had a chiv to fulfill his pledge. Chances are he would have. He passed away. It's not negeya, so lemesim chavshi is patam in a mitzvah. Just like he's not going to put on tefillin now, so he's not mechuyev to fulfill his pledges either. But if there's a chayshim mishpat component to it, amir legvaya kimisir lehed yadami, amir letztaka kimisir lehed yadami, so when the father pledged, it became mamon aniyim. It became the mamon of maybe the institution that he pledged it to. And if that's the case, based on the laws of amir legvaya kimisir lehed yad, maybe at this point, that's something that's going to belong to him. This is discussed by the ktsoyis and the Machne Ephraim and Hilchot Tzedakah Perek Beis has a whole arichas on this. There's a major shailas in the Achrayin. Another shaila that's discussed is, what if a person has a machshava? He has a machshava to give tzedakah. He has a thought that he's going to give blind tzedakah. Does he have to fulfill his machshava or not? It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Yerudei Simin Reish Nun Ches, at the very end of the Simin, he brings two opinions, whether you have to fulfill it or not. And the Mechaber in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Reish Yud Beis, there too, he also brings two shittas. So the Mechaber brings two shittas, and the Ramah brings the same two shittas. Yeah or no? Right, those are the two tzedakah. So do you have to fulfill it? Do you not have to? What's the tzad you should have to fulfill it? Because by Kachem, there's a halach of kol nediv lev, that if a person, ibe machshavtoi, make something hektish, it's called a machshav, special chiddush in kachem, it's learned out from a pasuk, kol nediv lev, that a person, so says the Vilna Gaon, you want to know what the shita that holds, that if a person has a machshava to make, give something at stock, he has to fulfill it, says the Gaon and Bir Agram, both places, in Chesh Mishba Reish Yud Beis and Yeridei Reish Nun Ches, it's this shita, because yesh yad letztoka the Rama Baskins, and what does it mean yesh yad letztoka, that when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Davah Beficha Zutztoka, that this Baal Ta'achar by tztoka, it's because is a real, legitimate, bona fide hekish between tzedakah and kachim. And just like it's true for Baal Ta'achar, it's true for the laws of Yadais, Amir Legvaya Kemesir Lahed Yatami, so too. It's something that's going to be Chal Machshava. Incidentally, if you look at the Goyen in Be'er Agro, when he brings this halacha, his lashon is not that tzedakah is iskish lahekdish, but he says that tzedakah is kikachim. Not just the hekish. Hekish sounds like you have two parashias. One has nothing to do with each other. But we're makishit. The svarri shoyin is sphirle the tztaka harehi kikachim. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. But either way, just a little bit of raid that comes out of today's daf. Just to end on a light note. And that is, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rab David Yoel Weiss Shlita. So he brings, and this is in parashas Kiseitse on the pasuk, lois na'acha l'shamay. So he brings that the shach, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, there's a Pirush Al HaTorah from the Shach. And the Shach in his Pirush Al HaTorah brings that he heard from Kadmoinim that said that it says in the Torah, Loi Sa'achar L'Shalmai. There's a remez in the words Loi Sa'achar. He says the remez is that a person that makes a neder on Shabbos that he's going to give tzedakah. So the Gemara said, Rava said, when it comes to tzedakah, you have to do it right away. The kaimi aniyim. So you're over bal ta'achar miyad. But it's Shabbos Kodesh. So you can't give it miyad. So what's the shir? So he said he saw remez b'shem kadmoinim that the shir is loy sa'achar. Lamed aleph. You have 31 hours. That's the shir. Lamed aleph, you have 31 hours. If somebody makes a neder on Shabbos, you have lamed aleph shayis. Rav David Yoel Weiss said that the Shach didn't say where he saw this, but he said it's Pasha where he saw was in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim from the Ariya Kodesh, and he says it's based on a yesoid that the Arizal talks a lot about, and that is, we know there's a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, but there's a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. So the Arizal said, what's the shir of Tosfos Shabbos? So the truth is, the Rishonim talk about it, and it's actually coming up in the daf in a few days, so maybe Be'ezra Hashem will talk about it again. But at the same time, the Arizal said that Al-Pish Soit, Tosfos Shabbos is 7 hours. That's what he said. It's 7 hours. What's the cheshbon of 7 hours? He said, there's 1 hour Matzoy Shabbos. That's the Suda of Dovid Malka Meshicha. So there's 1 hour of Matzoy Shabbos, but you still have 6 hours. See, because Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, the Tzadikim already Prava Tois for Shabbos. And already at that point,
they were keeping Shabbos. Loi sasa kol malacha loi is 31. 31 hours of Shabbos. 31 hours of loi sasa kol malacha. So the Arizal said that tois for Shabbos and pnimius ha-Torah is lamed alef shois. It's 31 hours. That's what Shabbos is, Sazama with the Toysvis. So said with W.O.Y.S. Pasha, that's what the Shach meant. And that's the Loisacha L'Shalmai, that is an Indian of 31 hours. Because the Cheshbin of the Baal Ta'achar would be the entire Shabbos and the entirety of Shabbos. But Pnimiyas HaTorah is really Lamed Aleph Shois. And then Rabbi W.O.Y.S. says, I am B'bnei Yisoschar. And his mamorim on Shabbosois, and this is mamori ha-Shabbosois, maimer beis sheherich be'inyan hazeh. So if you take a look at the Bnei Yisoschar, so he says that if you look closely and you open up your eyes, you're going to see a lot of ramazim to the number 31 and the mitzvah of Shabbos. He says, first of all, he says, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the 31st mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch is the mitzvah of Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei. And he says, don't think it's a coincidence. He said, it's not a coincidence. And he says, in many places, he's been mairich about soidos that you find in what number a mitzvah is in the minyan mitzvahs. Pilei ploy. But he says it's not a coincidence that the mitzvah of Shabbos Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei is mitzvah Lamed Aleph, because really it's 31. And then he says a dover nifla. He says that the pasuk says Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei kashet sifcha Hashem Elokecha. Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei kashet sifcha Hashem Elokecha. Now this is the Dibros Shnias, right? The first Aseres HaDibros. Parshas Yisroel, it says Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei. Parshas Vaschan and Mishnah Torah, it says Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei. And that's why the Torah says Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei. Kashet Tzivcha. So he said, Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei is the mitzvah of Shabbos. What's the mitzvah? It's Shabbos mit Tois v'Shabbos. What's the shir of Tois v'Shabbos? Kashet Tzivcha. Look at the mitzvah. Kashet Tzivcha. Open up a Michas Chinuch. Look at the mitzvah. Look at the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, it's Kasha Tzivcha, it's Lamed Aleph. It's the 31st mitzvah. Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kasha. So the Heilige Bnei Yisoscha said, the Shomer is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasha, Kasha Tzivcha. Look at the mitzvah. It's Lamed Aleph. It's 31 hours. Because that's really what it's supposed to be. He says, that's why you find this idea. Throughout the davening of Shabbos, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kael. Kael Odoin Al Kol HaMasim. Because kale, it's really Aleph Lamed, is Begematria 31. And because it's Begematria 31, he says, that's why you find this idea. He says that the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, so Yaakov Avinu comes and it says, Vayichan el pnei ho'ir. So Yaakov, Vayove Yaakov Sholim Ir Shechem, Asheb Eretz Knan, Vayichan es pnei ho'ir. Vayikin es chelkas asoda shenata shamaholoi miyad b'nei chamor avishchem b'mei eksita. He purchases a piece of land. Vayatziv sham mizbeach. He builds a mizbeach. Vayikroloi keil elikei Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yaakov keil. And the Bnei Yisoscha says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call Yaakov keil? Why keil? Why not any other name? He said because the pasuk said right before Vayichan es pnei yoir. And Rashi says, what does it mean Vayichan es pnei yoir? Erev Shabbos hayo. And Malami, we learn from me that Yaakov kept Shabbos. So Yaakov kept Shabbos. What does it mean Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos? He kept Shabbos. Bishlei Musay. Shabbos Bishlei Musay is Lamed Aleph Shois. It's 31 hours. So because Yaakov kept the Shabbos of 31 hours, it's Vayatzev Shom Mizbeach, Vayiknoloi Kael Elikei Yisrael. He was Zoicha to the Midah of Kael. When a Yid keeps Shabbos, he's Zoicha to the Midah of Kael. And that's Kael Odin Al Kol HaMasim. That's Lokel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMasim. That when a Yid keeps Shabbos, Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos, he's Zoicha to the Midah of Kael. The Bnei Yisoscha explains this al derech hasoid varfin gematrius way above my pay grade, but al derech hapshat, we know the midah of kale is one of the midahs of rachem. In fact, in the sefer Toimer Devaira, so the first of the yud gimel ikrim, or the first of the yud gimel midahs of rachemim, is mi kale kamoicha. And just take a look at the way the Toimer Devaira describes the midah of Kael. It's the ultimate chesed. He talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being toivu meitiv to people. And it doesn't matter what a person does, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps a person alive, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now, at this moment, is being meitiv to that person. See, he says, think about it. A person does an aveira. A person does the biggest aveira in the world. He's alive. He lived to tell the tale, Rachmana Litzlan. He's doing it. How's he alive? How's he Poshit functioning? It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mative with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him and allowing him to be alive. So he says, imagine that. A person is not only harming you, but the person is pasha doing the worst thing possible. At that very moment that the person is doing something so horrible and so awful to you, you're literally giving him the biggest matana in the world. Hayalala das, that a person would ever do this? Who would ever do that? A person does something to you, you could hold a grudge for 1,000 years. This is mamish b'shas maisa. While the person is doing the most horrible, disgusting, awful thing in the world, you're giving him the gresta matana. You're giving him the gift of life. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people life. Every second that a person is breathing, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means a person is doing an aveira, zal trachten from a nut. That while he's doing the aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being so toivu meitiv that he's not only looking away, he's not only allowing you to do the aveira, he's pushing, giving you the gresta matana, he's giving you whatever you want at this very second. It's Mavel al Ryan. He says, that's me, Kael Kamoich. Who's a Kael like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? But that's the midah of Kael. It's the midah of Rachamim. It's the midah of the ultimate, it's the pinnacle of Hatova. When a Yid keeps Shabbos, Yizoycha to the midah of Kael. Yaakov Avinu was Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, he kept Shabbos. And Shabbos in Pnimiyus HaTorah is not 24 hours plus another second, or plus 18 minutes. In Pnimiyus HaTorah, it's Lamed Aleph Shois. It's 31 hours. That's what Shabbos is. It's 31 hours. And what is a person Zoycha to? If a person keeps Shabbos for 31 hours, he's Zoycha to Lekel HaShashavas. He's Zoycha to Kael Odoin Al Kol HaMasim. He's Zoycha to Vayikra Loi Kael Elikei Yisrael. He's Zoycha to Mi Kael Kamoicha. The ultimate Rachamim, the ultimate Chesed comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Yid is able to tap into the Midah of Kael, how does a person tap into the Midah of Kael? Kael is 31. It's through the 31 hours of Shabbos.